Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. This week I have an email from a woman who wonders if she has blown it with a guy. So I will go through her email and let her know what I think. Okay, she begins with, I was in a 5-year relationship. Last September I upset him and we had a few words. I told him I loved him and I would move nearer to him when I was in a better position, which would be soon. He lives around 2 hours from me. He said he didn't believe me. So that's an issue right there. You've been dating for 5 years, and when you tell him that you will soon be moving closer to him, he doesn't believe you. After 5 years together, there's no trust, or he doesn't believe what you say. So that can't be good. Continuing, we didn't communicate for 3 months after he left me. At the end of November, I sent him a poem. Why? Why did you send him a poem? And asked if we could talk and that I still loved him. I got no response. Okay. I then tried 2 weeks later, again left a voicemail and a text asking if we could talk. I got a missed call and the next day I called him 4 times. Why? He called you once, you call him 4 times. That makes you look desperate and needy. And as I've said before, who wants to date someone who's desperate? No one. Continuing, eventually that night he texted. He had nothing to say to me, except that I had left it too long. Oh, please. People get back together after 6 months, a year, 2 years, so that's just an excuse. Oh, well, you waited too long. 3 months is just too long, so too bad it's over. Nah, that's an excuse. I asked if I could call him, and he just repeated what he said. I was heartbroken. I left it another week, and I tried again. He responded by saying he's too busy to talk. So now you're coming across as a text stalker. You keep texting him. He doesn't respond. You keep texting. He tells you he's not interested anymore. You left it too long, allegedly. And yet you just keep trying and trying and trying. And my question to you is, why? Do you think that the more you bug him, you'll eventually wear him down? You don't see that's actually a turnoff? Okay. I then sent a text that night. Gee, what a surprise. Saying I respected his feelings and would get on with my life and that I loved him, etc. No response. Of course, because he's over it. And you keep saying, you tell him that you love him, as if that's supposed to make everything better. You're coming across as needy and very low value, and saying I love you is, it's not like the magic formula, the magic words. Oh, well, no matter what I do, I'll just say I love you and that'll fix everything. No, not at all. No response. He's done with you. Okay, on New Year's Day, I was a mess and I drove to his place, but he wasn't in. So you drove 2 hours. I texted him thinking he was there and asked if we could talk. This all ended up with me looking very foolish and he was very upset with me for my actions. Yes, because before you were just stalking in via text and now you're stalking in person. Now you drive over there. When he's told you that it's over and he doesn't want to see you anymore. And the reason that you say you couldn't take it anymore is because you were a mess. You were having separation anxiety. And that's what happens with separation anxiety. You have all these thoughts running around in your head and you get scared, and fear makes you make bad decisions like driving 2 hours to see someone who does not want to talk to you. You probably have an anxious attachment style. So when you lose someone, you get very anxious. Or when you're with someone, you're afraid that you're going to lose them and you get very anxious. Okay, on the 7th of January, I took off on a 2-week holiday with a friend to gather myself. Good idea. Do some healing. At the airport, I sent him a text. Stop with the texts. To say, don't contact me for 2 weeks as I'm away. Really? I mean, you really had to do that? I know you thought that he would answer you. That was just your manipulative way of trying to get him to respond. But again, you're just making yourself look more low value and more foolish. He wasn't contacting you anyway. He hadn't contacted you in months. And you contact him to say, don't contact me? Does that sound sane and rational? Okay, don't contact me for 2 weeks as it'll cost money if you do. I was trying to regain my dignity and put myself back in his thoughts. Oh, trust me, you're in his thoughts, but unfortunately the thoughts are not good. And you don't regain your dignity by continuing to text him when he has clearly shown you that he doesn't want you. I know I'm being harsh, but I really need to get this message across to you and to anyone else who's in this position that's currently listening to this. I have not made contact since I got back. We had plans. I thought we were in love. Do you feel I've blown it? Well, I don't know what possessed me to contact him like that after 3 months. As I already said, that was separation anxiety. I've not said anything bad, only declared my love to him. Okay, so that's like a stalker, like an actual stalker, keeps showing up at someone's house and saying, but I'm not doing anything bad. I just want them to know I love them. But I'm not doing anything bad. I just want them to know I love them. But I love them. But I love them. That's not an excuse to act this way. He knows you love him. The fact you won't leave him alone and the fact that you keep saying it, it's not like he doesn't know. You keep saying I love you. You keep thinking, well, he doesn't know I love him, so I got to show him. So I got to like keep texting and I'm going to go over there and I'm going to let him know I love him and then he'll be back. No, he knows. He already knows you're beating it like a dead horse. He knows that, well, he doesn't even know if it's love anymore. Now you look like what men call the psycho chick, right? You think you're sane. You think that you just want to show him that you love him. And you probably are sane. You're just a little insane at this moment. But you're coming across as a psycho in his eyes. And he's like, oh my God, when is she going to leave me alone? I told her it's over. She keeps texting me. She shows up here on New Year's Day. And so you ask if you've blown it with him. I would say at this point, probably, yeah. I mean, you never know. I've seen other things turn around. And your final question is, I'm taking your advice on no contact. Oh, now you're taking my advice on no contact. Great. If you had taken it when you first broke up, you might not be in this situation. But obviously hindsight is 20/20. You know, you can't hound someone like that who has told you they don't want to be in a relationship with you. It doesn't work. And I know people do this all the time. People break up with them and they hound them and they text them and they beg them. And it rarely works. And if it does, trust me, it doesn't last very long again because the same issues and problems are there, except now you look even worse. Now you're more low value than before because of how you reacted and how you acted during the breakup. So I would say leave him alone, work on yourself, find out why you can't let go, work on your life so that you're happy and don't count on someone else to make you happy. That's the real key to the situation. Right. So if anybody has any questions or comments about this, you can contact me at my website, theartoflove.net. If you're listening to this on iTunes, I would appreciate if you would rate and review my podcasts. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.